Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Casey. Yes, there we go. We love you guys for listening in today. We are doing birth card readings today. Psyche, this is Kelly with Casey Birth Cards. Jethro might be on a little bit later on today. He was going to try and drop in the second half of the hour. And in the meantime, what we have going is birth cards. We have, we got a caller. Thank you for calling in there. What I do is with the cards of destiny, and I need your, I like to have a name so I can call you other than hey you, but your month, day, and year, and then we just take a look at whatever questions you might have with different things, and let's see how stuff goes. All righty, let's see. I'll go ahead and take our first caller here. Area code 860. You're live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in there.
Hanging on. This is good.
That's right.
All righty. Well, what I'm doing today is birth card readings, and what I need is your month, your day, and your year, and then we'll just kind of take a look and see what's going on for you.
Okay, it's 4-10-66.
4-10-66. Oh, fire horse here. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
And April, double fire. Cool.
Absolutely.
Right, you are a jack of diamonds with a two spades planetary ruler. So let's see. Is there anything in particular you wanted to look at, or just kind of a general reading, or?
Well, I recently had a loss, a great loss in my life, and I kind of just want to know what's going on and what the future holds maybe, and a little bit about the past, some questions that I've been asking myself and that kind of thing. So you just tell me what you see.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm not one of the ones that does I don't do, like, you know, the past life regressions. I don't
right.
I'm not like doing the mediumship stuff or anything, that kind of stuff. I don't do the angel cards ever. The angel messages is like, you know, we have some really gifted readers on the show that do those
right.
things. So I will just take a look and see what cards are indicating for you at this point in time.
Sounds good.
Have your
Sounds
birthday.
Good.
Okay, we did just have your birthday last month, which is cool.
Right.
So this means you're probably still, 46. You've had a lot of changes, okay. Because in this system, what they say is the first, you know, from year one, or, you know, actually year zero when you show up on the planet, through the
right.
first 44 years, there are set cards and set patterns. And then when you
right.
turn age 45, you know, you have that, 44 is your pre-birth year, and 45 is your rebirth year. So
right.
I'm sure you've had a lot of things going on in the past couple of years, so we'll take
a Absolutely.
Coming forward, okay.
Oh,
and
sounds
the Jack
good.
Of Diamonds is called the Financially Creative Card, and it's called also called the Salesman's Card. You're really sharp, you're clever, you're always able to make a good living using your wits and your charm, you're really independent, you're creative. You operate as much from your instinct as you do from your quick and creative mind. You can always get along, you do well in life by virtue of your inherited financial expertise. Now, it does say that very few of you guys heed the call of your highest ideals and become the king that stands close to them, because anyone, a jack, can always move up to become kings in our mundane, okay? Your natural psychic ability can lead you to some direct spiritual realization, but all the jacks are fixed in their minds, and often this kind of prevents you from exploring the intuition, which is one of your greatest gifts. Some of
right.
the Jack of Diamonds become professional psychics, while others have some fear of that open channel. In any event, most of you guys, you know, come to use it later in your life. And it's like most people have discovered use their intuition whether they're aware of it or not. I have two older sons that are both in what I call that river in Egypt, in denial. So,
right.
And it's amazing what kind of intuitive things they get. The Jack of Diamonds has a lot of great power to persuade other people. You're really successful in works that brings you in front of groups or individuals, you know, like teaching, whether it's, you know, maybe not a classroom in the sense of, you know,
right.
small children, but it's like in teaching in psychic work or things like that.
Right.
You can make a really good living in entertainment or healing professions. You're artistically inclined. You're even really gifted. Those are the positive things. And, of course, you know, on the flip side, there's always that
exactly,
flip side.
Can be a,
yeah. You can have those moments where it's a little bit what they call crafty. Sometimes people may look at you and go, are we acting our age or our shoe size today?
My shoe size is pretty big, actually. I'm tall.
There you go. But due to that vast creativity, you usually mean well, even when you're not able to come through on your promises. You know, so like that thing of don't make no promises you can't keep.
Absolutely.
You'll love to play. Even in old age, you know, retain that certain youthful quality. You like to be social. You are the best salespeople on the deck. In other words, you're one of those people you could sell snowballs to Eskimos, okay? You got to find a career that gives you an outlet for your creativity and that recognition of your superior talents. In relationships, you have somewhat of an idealistic view of love and marriage. There can be constant turnover of love interests. As often as you change your mind, you think about love a lot. You think about marriage. But, you know, I'm not sure what your situation is, but this is not all of the Jacks actually get married.
Yeah.
As in the case of the Diamonds, women, the Field of Jacks, as a Diamond female, Jack of Diamonds, you're better off to not mix business and romance because this Queen of Diamonds, your personality card, has the most negative love karma of any other card in the deck, which is kind of
that's
a downer,
wonderful.
But it's like... but you've got this idealized
sounds familiar.
Okay. You've got this idealized concept of what your personal freedom is, and in many cases that concept keeps you from ever really making a commitment or a relationship. You give good reasons why you've never settled down, you know, based on those high ideals of personal freedom, but the truth is you're sometimes really, truly afraid of what a real commitment may cost you in terms of having to, you know, face yourself, lose your freedom, your deep love, you know, your deep need for love and attention. Now, you've got the power to get your way with people, but that indecisiveness you have, that indecisive nature and that sense of independence often gets the better of you. You can have a really good relationship once you decide that's what you really want and you're really ready to settle down. I didn't say settle, I said settle down. And being really extremely creative can kind of tend to make you a little bit, you know, you're one of those, you play the field a little bit, they call it the playboy or the playgirl, you know, kind of out there really a lot, very social. Two of Spades is your planetary ruler. It gives you a strong urge towards friendship and partnerships. You tend to create situations where you can work or play with those you call friends. You're a good friend yourself. It also gives you a really logical mind, can give you special abilities in the workplace. You might be drawn to computers or other areas where clarity of mind is a requirement, but the Two of Spades can also bring some uncertainties in the relationship department. There's probably some fears about love or marriage that you got to face and acknowledge before you find happiness. Though your mind is really well developed, you may have ignored your own needs and feelings, which are really essential in developing harmonious and intimate relationships. And this, for you, is a wish fulfillment year, which is really cool. Your birth card falls in a position this year that's governed by the planet Jupiter. Because of that, you're going to have a certain amount of really good fortune, and you're going to see at least one of the important wishes filled at the same time. What I always say is those really important things that, you know, that you want to achieve this year, get yourself one of those little 3x5 index cards, get you some tape, you know, write it down, tape that to the mirror. Look at that thing every day and go, what is my wish? What is my goal? What steps have I taken to achieve it today? How am I working toward it today? So it's just kind of always like on your mind. And the other thing is if you've ever seen The Secret or never seen The Secret, I recommend you do see it. It's by Rhonda Byrne. She wrote a book. She has a DVD, and I think there's some additional, you know, information out there on it. But it is one of the most amazing in terms of, you know, how to kind of tune your mind, learn what the law of attraction is and all that stuff, and it's like really focused. And it's like the guy with the visualization boards, I really like him.
Great.
And this would be the same kind of thing. And it does not mean that every problem in your life is going to magically disappear because, you know, Cinderella's fairy godmother waved the magic wand. Doesn't mean that at all. But it
That's
does
right.
mean that some things is going to come easier for you this year and something that you really
good,
want to
I need that. It's been a rough couple of years, let me tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a turnaround because what usually happens, and this is why people call 45 the year of the midlife crisis, because when you turn 45, it's like all of a sudden here you are set right back again. You have the exact same birth cards as you had when you showed up on the planet, and you go, you know what?
Right.
I have this opportunity to make my life better. The next 45
right.
years is going to be different. And it's like, so it tends to shake some things up. It's like, you know, people have done, you know, I mean, I don't want to say gotten rid of friends and relationships and stuff like that, but it's like you do so much interchanging that people
right.
all of a sudden go, I don't know you anymore. Who in the heck are you? And you go, well,
right.
me. And if they don't like you, it's like, well, gee, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, you two are going to go through this change if you're, you know, if you're younger, or you may not if you're older, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it's just, you know, it does. It causes a lot of shakeups, and it causes a lot of, you know, it does cause a lot of turmoil in people's lives.
There's definitely been shakeups in the past year.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So,
lots of shakeups.
Yeah. You know, but at least if you go into it with kind of your eyes open and kind of knowing, wow, you know, there's this potential for a lot of stuff happening, it doesn't blindside you. It doesn't, you know,
exactly.
keep you kind of like, you know, like the Mack truck out of the middle of the night with no headlights, you know.
And I'm always like thinking positive. There's one smile left. There's something worth something out there, you know what I mean? And
there you go.
And
exactly.
I'm not saying I'm depressed or anything like that, but it's been a rough year or two, let me tell you. So I'm very happy to hear that, that's for sure.
So this is a year where things are going to kind of look up and kind of even out here a little bit.
Good.
Let's see. For the most part, you're going to this year, for the most part, is going to be a year of prosperity and abundance. You may have some challenges in other areas, but there's going to be a whole lot to be grateful for. And magnify that by receiving it and giving thanks. Remember that attitude of gratitude. It's like, you know, as you get out of bed in the morning, your feet hit the floor, you go, thank you, thank you, thank you, as you always
absolutely.
You walk to the bathroom, you know. So,
absolutely.
Okay. And it does say you have some good career influences this year. Because of that position of that planetary ruling card, there's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work. Of course, if you're not into career business, that's good, you know, not going to have a lot of effect. But if you are trying to get more recognition or, you know, become better known, it's like this is one of those years when it's like, you know, we're going to work on it a little bit. Also, it's like, and it just kind of tends to be one of those years where people kind of pay more attention to what you're doing. You could achieve
they
some kind of
they definitely are.
Okay, this
they
is go. Okay,
are right
I don't
now, let me tell you.
many people receive promotions during years like this. Just how it manifests depends on the nature of your worker aspirations. But, you know, if you just know that those influences are present, it's just really advantageous to put more effort into becoming recognized. And then also finding your true purpose. So you have a six somewhere in your reading that's in a prominent place, and it's like without – I have to look a little farther here. But what that does is it gives you a special opportunity, but only if you take advantage of it. Sixes give us that opportunity to discover what our true purpose in life is. Most people search their entire life to discover, you know, what their life is about, what their purpose is, you know, this or that. And some of them never, ever find out. But because of that, you've got that six going here this year. This year you've got that opportunity to say, okay, what am I here for? You know, what am I doing? You know, what am I supposed to be doing, this and that? And if you're interested in knowing more about your life's direction, this is probably going to manifest as your steady progress towards your Zeusing goals. Sixes on the flip side can also be frustrating because they often, sixes are our karmic cards, they can often represent static, unchanging conditions in our life. But they give us that special ability to perceive what's usually hidden from our conscious minds by listening to that inner voice. You know, we can get a lot of inspiration. And what I would say is prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening, so indulge in that. It's like do both, talk and listen.
Absolutely. sounds very good. That's what I've basically been trying to do. Absolutely.
That is really good. Let's see, you've got a, just kind of a quick overview here, and it's like I do want to, we got some other callers here waiting out, but it's like if you want to hang out for the duration, it's like there's five cards that overlook your year. And what you've got is your long-range card is the Ace of Diamonds, which is like starting in with finances. Your Pluto card is about the King of Hearts. Your result card is Eight of Spades, and the environment card is Jack of Clubs. Your displacement card is the Three of Spades. And it's like these five give us a general overlook of, you know, what is coming up, this and that.
Right.
This is the strong desire for money is going to be the one of major influences in your life this year. You've decided this is year you're going to get serious about your financial condition and something, you know, do something about it. And it could
right.
be the beginning of a new financial enterprise or a new job.
Right.
It may be, you know, your desire may be to get you out of this financial rut. Just careful you don't lose sight of the other important areas of your life.
Absolutely.
To keep that in balance, you know, for the with the rest of your life for good results. Okay, it also means the birth of new values, because while diamonds always deal with money, it also deals with our deeper sense of values. It's like what's going on. It's as though some new things have come into your awareness you think are important enough to attain. This could actually be a lot of kinds of things like money, possessions, relationships, new kinds of work. And this is your keywords. This is the keywords on the note card, on the mirror bathroom mirror there on that 3x5 card, is a year motivated by the desire for money or new business and financial endeavors. Okay? So that's
okay.
Something to keep in mind if that's something you're working for. The Pluto Sounds card, good. That King of Hearts, you're working on a heart and emotional level in a big way. Perhaps you're in a business that's got a lot of people contacts. You need more success in selling your ideas or getting more cooperation with that, Jack being the salesman's card. That's your birth card. It's possible your role as, I don't know, maybe a parent. It's like, I don't know, because this is called the father card. It represents a year you may be looking at, I don't know, maybe, I'm not going to say sister, but maybe a brother, you know, is going to have a new addition to the family, something or other.
Right.
For ladies, it's like you can have a strong desire to meet a lover this year, someone who has those ideal qualities, you know, like being romantic, caring, you know, good in the intimate department and so on.
Right.
And it's just kind of, you're kind of looking for that.
Right.
And it could be the case that the birth card of the guy that you actually end up with might be a King of Hearts.
Right.
Deeper level, you might have decided to take a more mature, responsible role with your emotions. You might be doing work, you know, therapy, working on cleaning up, you know, those past debris that blocks your present happiness. And I got to share this with you. It was like two little penguins. And it says, we all come with baggage. The trick is finding someone willing to help us unpack it.
There you go. It sounds good to me.
I got the story sheds worth. Okay, let's go.
Sounds good.
But whatever area of your life is being affected by that card, the goal that you seek will take some determination from you. You've got to make some changes in yourself, and that's not always easy. It's like, you know, one of the other things says was make a friend out of change, because it's the only thing that's constant in life. It's like
right.
You're always changing. But sometimes
Absolutely.
Change is really, really hard, especially when you're looking at that face in the mirror going, what do I need to change?
And oh, yeah.
Like, oh,
absolutely.
<that hurt."
laughs> I think I'm learning quickly, unfortunately.
You got the crash
course.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It's a good
that's
thing.
Not always the greatest way to
my,
do.
My motto on life is something good always comes from the bad. So
that sounds
that's
like
my motto.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
It's the same thing exactly. So that's,
yeah,
that is right. What I'm shooting for. So there you go.
Very good. Let's see. With the affirmations of that one is I become the master of my emotions, and through that, the master of our relationships. You develop this kind of kingly love that sort of expands your ability to accept and give loving help to others. The result card for you, this Eight of Spades as a result card, is really good. As a result of contending with that Pluto card, which is the King of Hearts, largely associated with it, is that element of developing strong willpower and determination that can help you overcome any obstacles in your path. The obstacles may be about work, health, or just simply about whatever your Pluto card describes as emotions that you're going to be working on. It's certain that you're going to accomplish this power and by this year's end. Just don't forget this when the times get tough, as they inevitably do. So the affirmation on that one is you create success in your work and health and other areas of your life and develop the willpower to overcome all problems. So it's like along with the one just telling you, okay, you got to make some changes, the other one says, okay, and, you know, you're going to have that oomph and that willpower to do that.
Right,
you jack
good.
Clubs as the environment card. You can reap many rewards from creative application of your mind and thinking ability. If you've been wanting new ideas, creative, enterprising ideas on how to better your life and work situation, this is the year your wishes are going to become fulfilled there. It's a time to express yourself, let your wildest ideas come forth and be shared with others, and keep your little notebook. It's like, you know, kind of a little, you know, diary, daily sketchpad, notepad.
Daily journal
you just,
type
you know,
thing.
Right, you know, you just do those brainstorming things and kind of like, you know, you go back and look at them and go, oh my goodness, how could I have ever thought of that? But on the other hand,
Right. You
can use those for springboards because they're not maybe as goofy as you might have thought at first.
That's
but
right.
Whether you're speaking or writing this year, you're going to be well received by others, which is really nice. That displacement card is the Three of Spades. It could be a year of success, creative self-expression, or the flip side of this one is worry, indecision, and stress. It depends on how you use that powerful creative force and how it's going to manifest. Success can be found both financially and otherwise, but you got to be willing to work for it. Spades, if you think of the old-fashioned kind of spade and out in the garden, it's that kind of work. It's like you're going to ho-ho-ho in the summer sun, okay?
Right.
But and then use that, go back to that one and use that ideas that are coming your way. But this is the artist card. It can bring a lot of success in many of the artistic fields, and it can be applied in any field. So it's like, because there's always artisticness, even in laying bricks. I have seen people do amazing things in any, you know, any job there is to be done. It's like, you know, like Mary Poppins. There's that element of fun. There's also element of art. So, exactly.
I agree.
Well, does that help at all? Does this kind of give you a little bit to look forward to and kind of shoot for?
It certainly does. It certainly does, and a lot of it already hit home. So, very thankful.
I'm
very thankful for talking to
you. If you want to get the rest of us, go ahead and click follow, because I'll be back. It's like I'm kind of in the middle of a geographical shift myself.
Right.
There we go. And there's some more to this. It's like there's also your planetary rulers, because I was going to cheat and look ahead just a little bit. You've got they do Aries of 52, and it's like this is your Mercury period is still going on right now. It started on April 4th or April 10th, and it goes till June 1st. And that very first one, it's like, this is what I'm kind of wondering. There's a 9 in that Mercury period. It's harboring a sudden disappointment in someone, but fortunately, because it's in Mercury, it passes really quickly. You might have misjudged somebody in your haste to be friendly and liked. The same misjudgment could prove really costly financially. Any heartache you feel now could help you to gain more maturity in relationships and help you see yourself and others as they truly are. It's an unfavorable influence for gambling or any kind of speculation, just FYI. To look at your
other Mercury card. That doesn't have anything to pertain to me.
This is good.
Thank goodness.
Okay. And it's not the time you're going to go to Vegas and hit. It's like, I'll just put
definitely
it that way. Okay.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. If I had that kind of money, it'd be in the savings account. Exactly. Queen of Spades is your second one, and you've got that opportunity to experience mastery of your mind. It translates into having control of your thoughts, which in turn controls the things that manifest in your life. So if you take the reins and take responsibility for what you're creating in your world by realizing that the way you think determines how things show up in your life, you can find yourself working really hard during that period at some maybe mental project, but your organizational skills are really high right now. That's like, so you've got that for the next, you've been having that since your birthday, and it's like that'll go to about the 1st of June.
Right.
So tune in for the next episode, the next 52 days starting June 1st.
Great. That sounds wonderful.
And call back and tell us how things are going, because
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
I really appreciate everything. Like I said, a lot of it, believe me, pertains to me like you don't even know. So I really appreciate
the
conversation. God knows. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
You take care.
Okay,
you too. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. And thank you. We got somebody. I think this might be a Skype call. I'm not sure. And I can't quite read. It looks like Marco Man. 5699. Hey, Marco Man 5699. We're hearing music here. Not sure, they might have stepped away just for a moment. Okay, we'll try them back here in a minute. All right, and our next caller is 253, area code 253. You're on Live Psychics Unwild, and we're doing birth card readings today.
Hi.
Hello. Who am I talking with?
Megan.
Megan. Hi, Megan. Thanks for calling in. What I do is based on your month, day, and year, and if you were listening at all to the previous gal, it's like that's kind of, we'll find out what your card is and kind of some stuff that is indicators for what's going to happen with your stuff this year.
Okay, perfect. So, okay. 9/14/91.
9/14 of 91. 9/14, that sounds like Virgo, I think.
Yes.
Of 91, right?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. I was going 40. No, I was like, no, she didn't say 41. That was the inversion to the other one. Hang on here. It would make you way too old. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, your birth card, you are a 10 of clubs. Ah, and you got a planetary ruling card of 8 of diamonds. So let's have a look-see here. 10 of clubs is like, what I can tell you right off the hand with clubs is you guys are the scholars of the deck. It's like there's very little that you cannot undertake to learn or study that you don't master and master really well. It's like, I'll just put it this way. My one son who was a club, got a 4.0 in his master's degree in civil engineering. Okay, so this is what I know that clubs can do. So, and this was the child that had the reading disability to boot. So it's like, you know, it tells me that you clubs people are really, really determined people. You know, when you set your mind to doing something, you really can achieve whatever it is you want to.
Like perfectionist.
Let's see. And the clubs, okay, 10 of clubs is called the teacher card. And one of the things with that, you're a very independent person, regardless of gender. You're going to behave as though you were a king or queen of this deck, okay? The females, you have what they call a masculine mind, which is actually kind of a compliment. It just means that you think really analytically, okay? And that kind of, you know, analytical nature. You want complete and unrestrained freedom to do what you choose and when you choose to do it. You come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You've got this really powerful mind and that consuming desire for more knowledge that makes you really progressive and usually really very successful in this life. You need to learn to regain that control over your mind, which is sometimes has a life of its own, kind of like the little hamster wheel that gets it going in. You need to kick it out of the hamster wheel. Sometimes you complain of having trouble sleeping because of this just like endless mind chatter. They're your marvelous mental equipment, okay? Your best path back to self-mastery is to direct your mind into right motives, higher principles, and hard work. You need to work hard and keep busy to be happy. The Three of Hearts in Mars makes for some emotional restlessness and some undecidedness about your choice of occupation, which can be a strain on a relationship and hold you back from achieving some of your highest ambitions. The Three of Diamonds challenge card also bears this out and tells that you're going to do a lot of experimenting as you work toward finding out what really satisfies you. That strong desire for spiritual wisdom and study of spiritual philosophies is going to bring you in contact with many uplifting groups, is going to increase your enjoyment of life. Your most fulfillment is going to come through work that allows you some freedom and expression of your creativity. And the greatest challenge that you have lies in making up your mind about which way to go or what it is that's really going to satisfy you. And it's like, you know, and that's hard because, you know, the age group you're in right now, it's like your biggest changes, you know, you go through the biggest personality changes anyway between the years of 18 and 22. So you're just kind of in the middle of going, what in the world do I want to do? And it's like a juggler with about a dozen balls and going, I have all these opportunities right here. And like, and it's like, oh, yeah. I'm just trying to juggle the one and figure out what is the one that's really going to make me happy here. Let's see. There is a strong desire for spiritual wisdom and study of spiritual philosophies. It's going to bring you in contact, with those groups. And then in relationships, okay, being so independent and powerful and creative, Ten of Clubs usually has some difficulty in establishing long-term relationship. And for you, I wouldn't even begin to look for Mr. Right, Wrong, or in-between, whatever, until after you're 22, really seriously, because you're going to go through so many changes. And it's like, really and truly, it's like the scientists finally found out what insurance companies knew a long time ago. Now, there's a reason why insurance companies drop their rates when people hit 25. Science finally discovered that there is a part of our brain that does not mature until we are 25 years old. Imagine that. So this is when insurance companies figured out, oh, people quit, you know, doing stupid stuff like, you know, thinking they're Superman and trying to stand in front of cars and things like that. Like so many risk-taking behaviors. So it's like it might behoove you, you know, to kind of focus on where you're going, what you're doing, focus on you and knowing you. And, you know, I'm just going to say, you know, not that I'm going to discourage you from dating or anything like that, you know, because you learn a lot from relationships, but it's like, you know, kind of maybe put that on the back burner until, you know, you've got a lot of cool things that you need to do with your life. I'm just going to put it that way.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. And there's another person here. Like it says, look at Madonna and Shirley MacLaine as perfect examples because they're both Ten of Clubs, okay? You might be better off being, you know, single, you know, for a while, but there's just that undeniable thirst for love. And love has its own truth, which you got to contend with. Love always wants more of itself, and usually that requires making commitments. And that's where that you got that challenge. It's like either them, you know, either you or your partner is, you know, has trouble making that choice to just have one person, you know, and it's like, and that's what it takes to make a committed relationship. And like I said, if I were you, I wouldn't even worry about this for several years. usually Ten of Clubs, also you can have a short attention span when it comes to personal relationships. There's that desire to experience a lot of different relationships or multiple relationships at the same time. Now, we used to call it playing the field, you know, and like dating different people. And it's like there's nothing wrong with dating different people at the same time as long as you say, you know, I'm just, you know, dating and, you know, doing friends and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, not really into a steady, you know, steady Eddie Teddy relationship or anything like that. I just want to, you know, get to know people. And it's like social groups, you know, things like that might serve as a better way to, you know, find something you're really interested in and, you know, get involved with clubs. I know they have them, like, through libraries, through college, all kinds of different college, you know, things like that. And it's like, it's a good place just to meet a lot of people and be, you know, be social. Well, that kind of going, I've got to be tied down for the rest of my life. It's like, not yet, you don't. okay, and let's see, females in particular, the Ten of Clubs. Okay, sometimes I have a difficult time with that desire. And there's often some emotional things to contend with before you find true happiness and love. There's some things that may have happened, you know, early in life that kind of set a bad tone for things. Oh, and my chipmunk's going off again. Simon Theodore Nelvern, thank you. Okay, here we go. Eight of Diamonds is your planetary ruler, though. This adds an element of power to your personality. May also give you a desire and ability to become well-known in some way. Your power is expressed through your values. Because anytime we are dealing with diamonds, it's like, yes, diamonds are a girl's best friend. However, you know, it's always you're going to learn some lessons, you know, through money. But on the same token, it's like you came here to learn some lessons through finding out what your true values are. And it has very little, a lot of times, to do with money. It's like, it's, you know, what are your core values? What are your core things that are really important to you, okay? You know what everything's worth to you, and you can drive a really hard bargain. You're a powerful person, and you probably attract other powerful people who you have to deal with. You probably will be the one in your family to manage your estate, possibly, and in that regard, you're trustworthy and fair. You've got some artistic ability that can bring you recognition, though you may just seek recognition through, you know, acquisition of money and power. In love, you probably have some uncertainties that have to be dealt with before you can find true satisfaction with that. Okay, and this one, you can find your true purposes here if you're, you know, into prayer, meditation, all that good kind of stuff. Because you have a sixth placed, I'm not sure where, cause without looking forward here in this, and I can get to that in a little bit. But a lot of times, you know, you've got that, again, you know, you've got that special purpose or goal that you, is like, what in the world am I here for? What am I doing here? What did I come here for?
Right.
Some people never find that purpose, but because of this presence of the six in this position is here, you can have a special opportunity to discover what your purpose is. And it applies only if you have I can't talk. My communication angels took a vacation today. Okay. If you're, you know, if you have that desire to know. If you don't want to know, which, you know, chances are you do want to know because you're calling into some place like this going, what in the world am I doing here? So, that's the other one. And sixes can be frustrating as well because it often represents what they call static and unchanging conditions in our life. But it bestows upon us that special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from our conscious mind. By listening to the inner voice, again, that prayer and meditation, we receive great inspiration and direction when these cards are present. And it's like, and you've got at least one of those sixes present for this year, entire year. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Was there anything particular you wanted to ask? Anything in particular?
My big thing was, like, career-wise. It's like, I'm kind of torn.
Okay.
Like, what career path to go down.
And you've got a lot of options because you could probably succeed pretty well in most anyone that you really want to succeed at. So I was like, golly, I don't know how much help I'm going to be on that one. Okay, let's see. Well, let's take a look and see. Because you got the Six of Clubs as your long-range card. That's your, And then this, you've got your Eight of Diamonds as a Pluto card. There's your personality card. You have a result card as an Ace of Diamonds. Wow, you got a lot of diamonds. Okay, a lot of financial. Your environment is a Five of Diamonds, and displacement is a Seven of Hearts. So let's just take a little bit of a look here. The Six of Clubs is this card of intuition. This is your long-range
card.
This is one of the five that influence your whole year. It's finding one's personal or professional path or destiny, which is, ironically enough, what you're wanting to do here. If you're inclined towards development of your psychic ability or if you use it professionally, this could be a year of much progress in those areas. If your natural intuitive abilities are heightened this year, they become more the focus of your attention. Overall, it should be your relative stability for you, peace and harmony with respect to your communications, kind of the order of the day, to maintain that harmony. You have to make compromises, though, and be willing to see things from other people's point of view, which is sometimes really hard to step out beyond our own skin and go, oh, what are they talking about? Another aspect of that card is dealing with honesty and responsibility in communications. under that influence, you got these experiences that are going to help you appreciate the value of those qualities, both in yourself and others, about how important communication really can be in this age of communication age that we have. Many have discovered with this card a special purpose in your life. The year that it appeared a purpose, you know, was very meaningful, fulfilling. If you listen to that inner voice, you know, the, what I call the Thomas Magnum, Magnum P.I.,
right,
little voice, you may discover that destiny that you're meant to be doing. The keywords, so these are the words on the bathroom mirror that you read every day on that 3x5 index card. This is a year of learning responsibility in communications and work, a year of having enhanced intuitive abilities. You discover that special purpose for your life by tuning into your inner self. And then the Pluto card is that Eight of Diamonds. So again, this is finance. This year, one of your main goals is that of creating more money in your life. You're desiring to have the power that money represents, the power to make some purchases that are important to you. To acquire that power, you've got to change your behavior a little bit, possibly your attitudes about money. The card indicates you need a fixed and determined set of values. That is, you know, you need to get really clear about what you want and why you want it. And once you're clear about what you want, then you can devote yourself to this kind of single-minded pursuit of those financial goals. That kind of dedication always brings success. But since it's a Pluto card, likely that acquiring those qualities is going to be really challenging at times. It's going to cause you to make some fundamental changes in the way the way you approach money, work, finances.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cause some mental shifts there. Your result card is going to tell a little bit more about that. Let me see what that result card is here. Oh, don't act up now. Or possibly point to a person who's connected to it. But the affirmation for that one is, I create the financial prosperity to purchase the things that I want and deserve. I focus all my values into one powerful stream of wealth energy. And that's in quotes, wealth energy. Okay. This year, your result card, Ace of Diamonds. One of your major goals this year, noted by your Pluto card, that Eight of Diamonds, will somehow include or cause you to end up with an entirely new way of making money. Perhaps it's a year you set definite financial goals for yourself, decide that you deserve to have more money to spend at any rate. This highly motivating influence promises that by year's end, you'll be off in a new direction, heading towards the realization of financial dreams. And your affirmation is, I end up this year with a new way of thinking about and making money. I have a new career or job. And then your environment card, that Five of Diamonds. Is that three diamonds in a row? Favorable changes in your work or business is going to bring blessings this year. Any travel connected to work or making money is also going to be a source of benefits. It'd be wise to think about the way that you can expand or change your current money-making enterprises with that influence. In addition, any travel moves or changes will tend to have a positive result. The change in your values towards greater expansion is bringing rewards and blessings.
Okay.
And then that displacing the Seven of Hearts this year is your displacement card. Being associated with the card of unconditional love, and the Sevens are all about faith also, is going to bring you many opportunities to experience a higher form of love to those who are closer to you in life. Usually you can expect challenges of an emotional or affectional nature as you learn the lessons of letting go and letting others be as they are. And, of course, the big one is let go and let God. However, if you're already loving others without attachment, this card is just bringing a year of enjoyment of that freedom and giving love to others.
Okay.
So, let's see. And I was going to see where you're at. Okay, and you're about halfway through your year because you've been through your Mercury, been through your Venus. That was November 5th to December 27th. December 27th to February 18th was your Mars card. Yeah, oh, a lot of hearts this year. Seven of Hearts, Three of Hearts, Queen of Hearts, playing with Queen of Hearts. Okay. Okay, and there's, you're in your difficult one. Okay, you just got done with your Jupiter period. That was February 18th to April 11th. And then Saturn started in. Saturn is, I hate to say the repressive planet, but it's like where Jupiter is really expansive and like a lot of good, really brings expansion into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn tends to be the restrictive one to go, okay, now you've had your fun, now it's time to go back to work. That kind of moment, okay. It's
okay.
Kind of the father card. That's where you're at right now from April 11th to June 2nd. Okay, and what you've got there is you've got a Queen of Hearts, ooh, and an Ace of Spades. Okay, and then the Uranus one. Let me take a look at that one real quick. Because these all, they influence us. They have a period of 52 days where each of the planets have an influence where it's the strongest. But then it also kind of says it kind of mellows, and it's like, you know, for the whole year, you know, these influences still exist. But right now what you're being hit with is this the Saturn. They call it restrictive and burdensome. Two cards found in this period combines to tell you what influences are present and what's likely to happen. Saturn cards often describe who or what are major challenges or difficulties for the year or with. But by facing those challenges, we can learn a lot of things that will aid in our ultimate success. Okay, so the first one is you've got the Queen of Hearts, and that's the marriage card. It says a new marriage this year period or any kind of committed relationship is likely to be marked by karmic overtones. It's possible two of you have been brought together to settle old debts from previous lives, or a childbirth this year would have some challenges. Other forms of enjoyment is going to be limited or marked by burdens during this period to a lesser extent for the entire year. You're learning the responsibilities of love and romantic expression, and perhaps how, you know, romantic expression affects those around you. It can be a very healing experience that ultimately increases your chances of having a successful intimate relationship. Be on the lookout for women with a heart suit, especially those you are romantically involved with. Likely to prove troublesome. It's like, okay, well, you're not going to be romantically involved with women of a heart suit, but it's like, okay, that was kind of silly anyway. But people in the heart suit might, you know, queen of hearts as their birth card might prove troublesome or burdensome in some way just during this period. The Ace of Spades in the Saturn period. And this is like the master card here. It's like this period could hold some concealed trouble, like disease or illness, either yours or someone else's, or perhaps a secret being kept from you. Something kept hidden could be hindering you. It's a good influence for healers and physicians. It can bring a recovery from illness or some kind of reversal in your health picture, either or the flip side.
Okay.
A desire to uncover the underlying causes of illness could lead you to your recovery or that of someone else's. As much as Ace of Spades means a beginning, it can also mean an ending. It's a card of transformation. Transformation means death of the old and beginning of the new. If you kind of like think of the year, you know, high school graduation, it's like the one door closes,
right,
the next door opens. Okay. All righty. Your other Saturn card could tell you more about this change or tell you what area of your life it's going to affect. Though most of the sphere changes, they always lead us to something new and better. So that's kind of possibly what's been going on this, you know, this time frame. And it's like, on the flip side, though, it's like starting June 2nd and going through like July 24th. That's your Uranus period. And it's like, it comes as like a welcome relief. It's kind of like, you know, it's like, it's the fun planet sort of. Things kind of lighten up, you know, you focus more on the people you hang out with. So that's kind of what's coming up, you know, for June and July. And you've also got a Two of Hearts in this Uranus period. It brings about an element of the unusual and unexpected to your close relationships and partners and partnerships. During that period, your status quo may be disrupted by partnership or friendship. You may find yourself in an unusual romantic affair. There may be time spent with a close friend at work or somebody you meet in some community place. It's a good time to make good friends who are just going to be, you know, love you for being yourself. And that the second Uranus card is that Ten of Spades coming up. Represents success in organizations of labor, real estate, or other earth-related businesses. So there might be a clue. It's like if you're looking to go in a particular direction, think of, you know, like organizations of labor, like labor unions, you know, moderators, what do they call them,
mediators,
you know, something like that. If you're interested in real estate and any other what they call earth-related businesses. And it's like I don't do astrology, but I know there's certain things that they have, like, of the four elements. It's like there's, you know, the, quote, earth-related businesses, and maybe finding a good astrologer would, you know, would kind of help that. General success in work and overcoming of work and health difficulties are suggested by this card. The success also applies in areas of humanitarian work, futuristic technology, or in some unusual manner. It's an excellent influence and gives you a special gift of dealing with groups of people in a healing, positive way. So,
okay,
something to kind of look forward to, and kind of see how that goes.
Perfect.
Does that help any?
It does.
Okay, and I know. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Our master psychic Jethro is going to be on a little bit later in the week.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It's like we're having juggled schedules this week because I'm relocating from Colorado out to Idaho, and it's been really an interesting trip. It's like, yeah, it's really been a trip, all right. But I would encourage you to, click follow if you're on a computer, click that follow button that's on there, and it'll send you like an email notification of, what times the shows are coming on this net. But he was, he's really good at kind of taking that future look at stuff. It's like, and he might have something to add. It's like, we kind of like to come on as a Laurel and Hardy team. It's like, because I'll get stuff, and then he gets stuff. It's like, say, just tell him, you called in earlier, and this is, what your question was and what you're asking. It's like, he'll probably give you further light and further information.
Very nice. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for calling in, and we hope to hear from you again and find out how things are going.
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. And let's see. Whoops. Yeehaw. Okay. That's over 400. Alrighty, and let's see here. Let's see if Marco Man is back from listening to music. We'll try this one again here.
Thanks.
Anything else?
10,000.
Alrighty. Are you on, Marco Man?
Anything else?
Please.
There we go.
Stop. Let's
use
an opportunity.
Thanks. Portal.
This isn't working.
Nope.
This has been an experiment.
I work at Valve.
This is really interesting. Hello? Is there anybody live there? Because this sounds like the taping of a show.
Working. Good luck figuring it out.
And have fun.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking that somebody is really having an interesting time. I'm not sure what they're doing, but yeah. All righty. Oh, golly. Well, thank you guys for being here today. Let's see. Now I've got some time to go to chat here because I've, we got Marco Man on the line. It sounds like they're playing some kind of a whatever here, so I'm going to check in. Energy therapy is nice reading. Okay, well, thank you very much. And let's see. We got people logging in, logging out. And what I'm going to say here in chat is 773-897-6461 is our call-in number. And I'm just going to say go ahead and call in to get your card reading done. Done now. Because I see we've got lots of people in chat and whatever, and it's like I can tell people are listening in, so it's like, guys, unless you want to sit here and listen to me mutter on to myself or kind of go on about what the card system is that I use and where it came from and all that good stuff, give me somebody to talk to here. Let's see here. Okay, what I am going to do is let me look this little thing up right here. Okay, and it has what's called a mini card reading. It's like a card reading for the day. But it also has this little bit about the Book of Destiny system. And what I can tell you is the Book of Destiny was kept secret for thousands of years. Okay, and my cell phone and my computer are fighting once again. Hooray. I'm not sure ever since the solar storms got by, we've had we've had a lot less interference. But anyway, occasionally it still does that. But it's been kept secret for thousands of years. This esoteric system behind our common playing cards has just recently resurfaced and been made available to the general public. The system has been preserved mostly intact since its inception over 20,000 years ago. To the average person, this system can become an invaluable tool for self-discovery and for personal and professional protection. When we look at the cards in our yearly spreads, and we're talking about our deck, what we call our deck of playing cards, which is hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades, not necessarily in that order, we are peering into the very heart of destiny and karma, giving us a reflection of our choices, both now and in past lives. Most people are immediately taken by the accuracy and of the information presented, as well as how easy it is to really use and understand. It's a premier system for self-understanding in today's world, and what's amazing is it's still very much that way. The gentleman who brought this forward is Robert Camp, and he has written two books called Destiny Cards and Love Cards. They're the two most popular books on this ancient system. Love Cards gives that detailed analysis of your birth card determined by your birthday, what your karmic traits and patterns are. It's fully explained in the chapters about your card. It reveals the specific tendencies of each birth card in the area of love, marriage, and romance. From there, it goes on to showing you how to do professional level compatibility readings between two people or anybody else you meet. It's not just for romantic partners. It's also for people you're thinking about going into business with. You know, how do we get along? How would we do with business? It's for parents having trouble with their children if they're teenagers, and it's for parents who want to prevent having trouble with their teenagers, and they say, my child is born, this is their card, you know, whatever. What can I do to help the small person that I'm entrusted with, you know, get the most out of life? And it really does help a lot. It's like I've got 5 kids, and I'm still using this to, figure out some of the areas of compatibility and incompatibility and some of the hoops we have to go through and jump over in getting from point A to point B. So there is a lot of, you know, and it can be your grandchildren too. It's like, any relationship. It can be the teacher, if your child's teacher. It's like, you know, or your child's teacher and yourself. It's like you can use those relationship things to figure out, you know, the best way to, you know, it's to get along with people, and that's what we're trying to do, is get along with people in Sandbox. Okay, let's see. The Destiny cards reveals the way to knowing your past, present, and future, utilizing the methods taught by the ancients. It simplified this complex method, making it so it's pretty easy to learn. The average person can do the first reading in an hour or less. And it's like they are really good books. I know he redid them. When I bought them many, many, many years ago, it was about $50 for both of them. I think they've gone up a little bit, but they're still fairly cheap as, you know, like as books go. Both books are able to be used for your entire lifetime. You can do readings for nearly anybody, you know, you choose to read for. They are available at Barnes & Noble. I know they are. It also says Borders. I've never heard that one, but at Amazon.com. And you can also order them through Robert Camp's. He's got this www.7thunders.com. About the playing cards. Our common playing cards are in truth a symbolic representation of our calendar that's been used for centuries by the priests in temples to work with planetary motion and earth cycles. If you just kind of notice how all the numeric values in a deck of cards match our calendar really perfectly, it becomes apparent that our common deck of cards is really not as common as we think. We have 52 cards. We have, coincidentally, 52 weeks in a year. We have 4 suits. We have 4 seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. There's 13 cards in each suit, the 13 lunar cycles, both full and new moons, because, you know, if we were on a lunar calendar, we would actually have 13 months instead of 12. There are 364 days or 7 days in the week, which is the 52 cards in the deck. The real clincher is when we add up what's called the numeric or spot value of each card in the deck. The entire deck added together comes to 364, but when you add a joker, the spot value is considered to have a value of 1.25. We get 365.25, which is exactly the number of days in our calendar year. It should be noted that our cards are in perfect design for the planet Earth solely. They do not represent the cycles of any other planet known to exist. Therefore, this particular card system is really unique, and it's devised uniquely with our planet in mind. When we use them correctly and with knowledge of the ancient methods of handling the cards and laying them out, we can reveal the personal destinies, men, women, companies, and nations. Where do they come from? The first book published about this ancient system was made available in 1894. In that book, the author claims that our playing cards originated on the continent of Atlantis and was propagated around the Earth after the demise of that grand civilization, pretty much after the flood came into being, because it said we were... there was an earth that was standing compactly out of water and in the midst of water, and it was also like a big terrarium. We had what we call the cloud cover. So most of our ancient civilizations talk about a great flood that happened. Now there's one in particular that talks about, you know, this guy built a boat, and he and 8 people were on it along with a bunch of animals, and they successfully navigated the waters. But during that time, if it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, that was a lot of water that came down. And it tended to break our continents up, which is, interestingly enough, I have a 6th and 4th grader, and that's what they're studying in earth science, is about the tectonic and the plates and the plate movement and all that kind of stuff, and how all of these, you know, it used to be one massive land thing. So it's like, you know, a form of, not a land bridge, but it's just one big continent. And Atlantis, when they... got enough technology to sink their planet or sink their civilization, it's like they created what was called the Rainbow Bridge. And it's like they had the technology that people literally walked the Rainbow Bridge. And it's like one of the places that we still have today that actually directly talks about that. If you look over in the Hawaiian Islands, they call them the Rainbow Warriors. And I'm like, oh, and it was really funny because they walk the rainbow over to that particular set of islands or whatever that was there, and was in that particular time frame, and they are still there kind of today. It's like there's a lot of interesting things, just like there is down in Australia. They have some very unique, you know, life forms and so on and so forth. But when you look at the whole of our Earth, of our planet, it's like, and you look at all the major civilizations that are, there's always these threads that run through every one of our ancient civilizations. And it talks about, you know, whether it's the Nazca lines, and it talks, you know, talks about, you know, it looks like these could have been like landing places for, you know, either spaceships or jets or something. And it's like, then you bring it forward to the Navajo, and the other Native Americans. They had what they called thunderbirds. And it's like, we never had an idea what thunderbirds were until the advent of, we had modern day jets that were breaking the sound barrier and having sonic booms. And you look up and go, oh, it's a thunderbird. How about that? So there are some very possibly advanced people that were present in centuries ago. And of course, I don't know if you're into the one where, yes, where God sent his son and he walked the earth and so on and so forth. It's like there was some pretty advanced technology went on there for that particular life form to happen. So it's like definitely this planet is, a lot of things have gone on, and a lot of things I'm going to be very interested to find out about someday, when and how. All righty. Well, let's see. We've got people okay. Well, is anybody willing to call in and talk to me? 773-897-6461. Okay, call in, because we have open lines. Call in. Okay, we have open lines, guys. Alrighty. Now, what else? What else can I tell you about the cards? I do know that some of the other books, the gentleman that brought these forward in the 1800s was called Olney Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D. And he's got, if you go to the Seven Thunders site, he's got some of those older books and whatnot. There's about, I think there's a series of three of them. And that particular gentleman, he was a master in his day, and it's like he studied these to the point where he could take your ordinary average deck of playing cards and he could flip them out and tell you exactly what sign and cycle the moon was in, different seasons, this and that. And I read through this and just, you know, go, wow. It's like, you know, how do people do that? How do they do that without computers, with all this stuff? It's like, well, then you kind of go, yeah, the greatest computer we have lies between our ears. And it's like, most of us underuse that computer a whole lot. So it's like we get lazy. We get these mechanical things that we use. And okay, where did this go? Okay, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock my time. She was. All righty. Let's tell me we have an hour left to go. However, I know that Jethro, oh, let's see, okay, I guess I should be saying hi to some of these folks here. I'm going to say hi to Becky. I think she's had, I think she had a reading along, you know, a while back. Hi to Energy Therapies. Let's see, and hi, Vicky. Okay. Let's see, Energy Therapies, come on. Why don't you call in on the line or Skype in, whichever. You can Skype in and we can take a look at your birth month, day, and year and see what things are going for you. Oh, let's see, how am I doing today? From Vicky Lady. Okay, sure, why not? Alrighty, thank you. Okay, I am doing pretty good. Just need people brave enough to call in. And forgive me while I type here to call in and talk to me. Okay, or Skype in, whichever. However you do that. I'm still not sure how Skype works, but I know our magical modern day is 773-897-6461. call on in. And let's see, there's Trolley Brownie. Okay. I'll say hi to Trolley. Okay. Alrighty. Well, come on, guys. Waiting for you to call in here. Let's see. I suppose I could take, as Jethro says, one of those bathroom breaks and go to play some music, and it's like, I don't know. I'd really like to go see what my children are cooking on the stove at this moment in time. However, I'm afraid to open that door. When I do, they usually want to come and get on air with me, and it's like, I don't want them on air with me. Oh, let's see. What other kind of stuff do we have? We do have a thing where it's called, it's a mini card reading. And by entering your birth date, what it allows you to do is see what your birth card is, what your card, your yearly card is, what your card influencing the 52 days is, and they even have a daily card. And I will use myself here. It says, today is my Venus day. And it's like it has each of the... Yes, there we go. My little alarms let me know what time it is. But the different days during the week kind of do the same thing. It allows us to... let's see. Maybe I should try this because I'm not seeing anybody show up in the... nope, not that one. Let's see. Okay, let me try here. Computer moments. There we go. And I'm not seeing anybody show up in the... okay, there we go, finally, thank you, okay, that's what it took. I had to refresh that thing, and it's like, now you guys showed up. Okay, so now we've got three of you guys. We have Anonymous, we have 805, which is actually holding the longest, and Vicky Lady, thank you guys for calling in. Okay, let's see, and I'm not sure what it did to the chat. It totally destroyed chat on me, but that's okay for the moment. Okay, I'm going to start out with 805. Thank you for calling in, appreciate that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
What I'm doing, pretty good. What I'm doing today is called birth card readings, and what I need is your month, day, and year of birth, and then what it will go from there and just see if you got any questions in particular or just do a general reading or whatever you'd like to do.
Okay. My birth date is January 14th, 1970.
January 14th. Okay. Capricorn. 14th of 1970. 1970 is year of the dog. That's a very good year. loyal people. I like this.
Yeah.
And you are a king of diamonds. And what's your name?
Paul.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for calling in today.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. And you also have a... let me click the right thing there. Also, it has you at 4 and 8 of your planetary ruler is... I want to just... popped up in my way. Oh, cool. And I can tell you also that you're due to your current age and all that good stuff, you are coming up in the next, let's see, in the next couple, 2 to 3 years, you're going to get to go through what they call that midlife crisis.
good.
Yeah, isn't that exciting to know? It's like, oh, thank you. I can be forewarned as forearmed, yes.
Yeah.
But you're our age 44, it comes up. Of course, like I say, you're not there yet, but you'll be coming up here on this. It's called, your 44 is called your pre-birth year, and 45 is called your rebirth year. For the moment, you are a King of Diamonds person, and it's called the Businessman's Card. It's the Master of Values, Finances, and Business. In this regard, you can do very well in any business pursuit, applying your inherited knowledge to your work with much success. You're always more successful as heads of your own business rather than working for others. You can be very mercenary when it comes to money and business, but you don't have to be. This is the only one-eyed king in the deck, which it can make you blind to certain aspects of life and situations, and it can also sometimes make you really stubborn and make you see things kind of only from your side of the issue. So forewarned is forearmed. If you're aware of that, you can kind of look at that and go, okay, am I just being the one-eyed king here? King of Diamonds is also known to make enemies for that very reason. And perhaps when in the original card deck that has this upraised battle axe on the card represents that fondness for competition. However, all of you know what is of real value. You follow your knowing instead of your fears. And you can be the most respectable people in the business world. You must always guard against using your power to get things to go your way at the expense of others. With so much inherent power, the King of Diamonds can avoid dealing with your feelings, and this is where sometimes problems are created. There's often emotional issues from childhood that need to be dealt with before the higher side of that card can be manifested. And until you get in touch, you know, kind of connect your heart with your head, sometimes people can think you are kind of like an iceberg, okay? You're very creative, and you can make huge amounts of money using that gift. The King of Diamonds are really powerful people who can do a lot of good in the world and can be examples of those who are in the world but not of it. In relationships, it's one of the cards. You don't really have any particular good or bad relationship karma, but being kings, you're really powerful and sometimes unwilling to compromise, which can cause problems on the personal level. Okay, let's see. I guess some things about, because both men and women can be, you know, can have any of the cards in the deck. It's like, you know, men is having a queen of cards, you know, queen of any of the hearts or of any of the suits is like really interesting. And women having kings in there as their birth cards is also really a difficult one. Okay, let's see. Sometimes you look at love and marriage strictly from a financial point of view. It's always best for you to keep, you know, business and love life separate until you find the right match. And there's always this thing said as when you're with a diamonds person, which you're the diamonds person, you always kind of look at that other person and it's like they have a price on their head, okay? You always kind of look at them in terms of, that value. It's like, yeah. So it's like, and I've talked to so many diamonds people, they go, yeah, that's true. And it's like, and their mates turn around, look at them and go, yeah, we know. It's like, would you quit that? It's like, we just saw you towed us up in the cash box. Stop that. Both genders would do well to learn to express your fears and emotions to have better luck in romance or marriage. Honest communication bridges that gap and brings more intimacy. You're attracted to those of wit and good education and often found working with your spouse in a business, which would be a really good, you know, that's the person you trust the most, hopefully. Eight of Clubs is your planetary ruler. It gives you a great deal of mental power. It adds a bearing of power to your entire personality. That mental aspect gives you the ability to tackle enormous feats that require concentration and organization. Many with this card end up in professions where the traits are a requirement, like law or writing, research, management, things like that. You're probably really good with people, especially in your work. You would tend to attract powerful partners on a personal level, and you might find you get into power struggles with them after you attract them. Your attitudes and principles of life are really fixed in some areas, which gives blessings and problems. It makes you really dependable, but really hard to change once you've made up your mind about something. And I do know that the Eight of Clubs is one of the what they call the three fixed cards in the deck, and because of that fixedness, it's like there's... It really is. It's like Eight of Clubs people, really, really hard to, you know, I mean, even when you know you got to make changes, sometimes it's really, really, really hard for you to make those changes.
Yeah.
At age 42, it's a major completion year for you. You've got a 9 in a prominent position this year. We know that this is going to be a year you achieve some kind of important ending in your life. A 9s occur, it's either in your planetary or birth card ruling. Endings can be seen as disappointments if we disregard the true meaning. In truth, they represent graduations from chapters of our life that were important but are now no longer helpful for our personal growth and development. What's beautiful about endings is the wonderful freedom we feel after we pass through it and are on to our next stage of work and development. So it's like, yeah, but getting through that change is like, and I guess you've got some really good fixedness going with that Eight of Clubs. So it's like sometimes changes for you is like, you know, yeah, you have to... chip off the cement shoes first before you're ready to take a step.
Yeah.
But whatever the nature of endings in your life this year, be glad you've reached the point in your development where you're ready to move on to better things in relationships. We're often afraid to let go of things that have become so familiar to us. Sometimes we're not even able to see these things are no longer of any real, you know, value to us. I kind of think of the little character in the Peanuts. The Snoopy column, Linus, with his little security blanket. It's like, you know, he hangs onto it and hangs onto it, okay?
So I used to have one of those. I wanted to take it to kindergarten with me.
You might still have it around somewhere, right? Your mom might have tucked it in a bag for you somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's around somewhere. I wouldn't throw it away. Paul's going to want this.
Exactly. He's going to want to pass it on. He's going to want to hang it on the wall and say, this will you do. Exactly. okay, but if you've got more than one occurrence, okay, We'll have to go check out the nines in your yearly spread here. All righty. And let's see, your long-range card this year. I'll just give you the quick overview of the five here.
Okay.
Your long-range was a three of clubs. Threes are really dicey. They're really creative cards, but they can also cause stress and worry. So it's like you really have to be focused on those to make sure you don't let stuff, you know, stress and worry you. You've got a nine. Wow, you've got two nines. Holy moly. And they're both the nine of diamonds. Okay, you're having some endings coming up there. And you've got a result card is a five of hearts, and your displacement is a seven of hearts. You've got some really, really challenging things possibly coming up this year or have come up. Let's see. Where was that? Yeah. Okay, you're about halfway through the year. Let's have a look-see. And your Capricorn on top of that. Okay, three of clubs. It's likely you're going to have a lot on your mind this year. Three of clubs promises an active mind full of new ideas and ways of doing things. It can stimulate you to branch out in more than one direction at the same time. You may, for example, be learning like two more things at the same time or going to two different schools, you know, working two jobs, you know, something like that. Just a lot of stuff coming on. You got a lot of good ideas, and you're able to come up with some unique and valuable ways of doing things and looking at things. If the mental creativity is harnessed, you could experience much success in writing or other creative pursuits. If that creativity and versatility gets carried to extremes, you could find yourself manifesting lower vibrations of that powerful influence of your life, of this card, and that's worry and indecision. So it's like, don't take it to the extreme. Don't go to the worry and indecision. Don't be the hamster. That's what I call the hamster on a wheel, but it's like, get off the hamster wheel. Most people are not well-equipped to handle so many things at once, and yet some are. It just depends on you, but where you've got that King of Diamonds, I would say you probably can. To get the most from that card, write down, you know, get your little notebook, write down all the great ideas you get this year. You might not be able to do them right away, but they're valuable. At the same time, you could be safe for a later, you know, later date when your natural creativity is not running so high. So it's like, you know, a couple, 3 years down the road when you don't have quite so many irons in the fire, you go, hey, I had this idea. Like, where's that notebook? You know, so kind of keep your, maybe just call it your ideas notebook or your ideas journal or something like that, and just, you know, do your brainstorming stuff in that. Your keywords, a year of mental creativity, such as writing and generating ideas, or a year of dealing with worry and indecision, one or the other, okay? So you, like I said, you can really access the high part of that with that creativity, or you can be really worried and have indecisive things happening. Okay, the Pluto card. I want to see those nines. This nine of diamonds. During this year, you're going to find yourself confronted with financial outlays of one kind or another, and it may truly tax your sense of prosperity and financial well-being, whether you're investing it for the future or giving it to charity, losing it on investments, paying out needed expenses, or having unexpected financial outlays like cars breaking down or whatever. You're going to have to let go of some money this year. The only attitude that's going to help you retain peace of mind is that of letting go and having faith that you will be provided for by the universe. It's a year, this is a cycle of money going out. It's always followed by cycles of money coming back in, because anytime there's a vacuum, you know, anytime something goes out, like the tide comes back in. It could also be a year when you complete involvement with a certain type of work or a money-making venture or occupation. Usually when that card is a Pluto card, we tend to resist letting go of any means of support that's maybe outlived its real value for us or real meaning. And sometimes that card signals a year when this job or occupation is going to be taken away from us against our will. But if we realize the time has come to move on and just accept things, timing of things, we can flow on with that, you know, down on the river of life with something much better. Trying something new and better always follows the 9 years. Something new and better always comes. Your results card, okay, is going to give a little clarification on that. The affirmation for that is, I'm releasing myself from things, occupations, and people that were once good for me but have now outlived their purpose in my life. I set myself free to move on to higher and better things in my life. Your result card is the Five of Hearts. One of your major goals this year involves making changes in either your friendships or intimate relationships. These important changes may even result in a divorce from one or more current long-term relationships, separation, something like that. You're changing what you want emotionally and wanting to experience new and different people and pleasures. It's a big transition year for you. It may specify a person to who is central to this change or further describe it, but just there's a change that's coming is going to be a good one. It's going to lead you in new directions, provides more and much needed personal freedom. And just always remember, it's like, I didn't say you were getting divorced, okay? This is not what I said. It's just one of those possibilities of, you know, things shake up in a relationship, maybe is a better way to put it. I achieve new freedom in my choice of friends or lovers, I successfully broadened the scope of my friends and associates is your keywords on that one. Your nine of diamonds as the environment card. Giving up things, people, or jobs that you once valued highly will bring many blessings and rewards this year. So that's a second. Like I say, nine of diamonds twice. That's really amazing. On some level, this is the year to let go of the past and prepare to move on to many new and better things. Usually we're afraid to let go of things in our life, afraid that that loss is going to deprive us of something important and essential to our happiness. But this year you're protected, and all your completions are going to bring you greater fortune and happiness. So it's like that's if that makes any of the transitions, you know, easier to do. Your displacement card, you're displacing the seven of hearts this year. Being associated with this card of unconditional love is going to bring you many opportunities to experience a higher form of love with those who are closest to you in life. Usually you can expect challenges of an emotional or affectional nature as you learn the lessons of letting go and letting others be as they are. However, if you're already loving others without attachment, it could bring just a year of enjoyment of, you know, this freedom and giving love to others. Okay, let's see. And I was going to look at, okay, you've been through Mercury, which was January 14th to March 7th. Influence of that was some transition with, there was a seven of diamonds and a two of diamonds. The two of diamonds is about stability, but the seven of diamonds was kind of like, you know, have faith in your money type of stuff. It's like, or, you know, have faith in your values. But it's also learning to unconditioned. The sevens talk about faith, and anytime those are mentioned, it's about letting go. Letting go and letting God and being unconditional in our attachment to money or material things. With that two of diamonds, is going to just take a look at that one real quick. Because that seven might have brought a loss of money, but the two was possibly some sort of business communication meeting that come and went quickly. Unexpected or fleeting money deal or partnership or sudden business deal that required some short trips. And anything under Mercury happens suddenly, usually lasts a short time, or it could have been a quick investment that paid quick returns, something like that, is kind of be, you know, prepared for the unexpected. The next one you went through, the 52 days, was your Venus period, and that went from March 7th to April 28th. Okay, that was just, you had the Jack of Diamonds, again, another one of those two Jacks. You had two Jacks. You had a Jack of Diamonds and a Jack of Spades, where you would have had powerful financial creative influences that can help you attain more money, especially good for, you know, if you're selling items of luxury, you know, beauty for the home, something like that. And that Jack of Spades in the Venus is called the Actress card. You could see you having success in one of the creative fields. At the same time, be aware of the possibility of theft going around your home at this point in time. Just keep a closer eye on your possessions. It's the most creative card in the deck, and it has to be handled consciously to access its positive side. But where you're in right now is Mars. Mars started on April 28th and is going till June 19th. You got the Jack of Hearts in your Mars period. The Jack of Hearts is called the Sacrifice card. It's also like called the Christ card energies. You could easily find yourself doing things you don't usually do during this period, like you might decide, I don't know, to give up some cherished desire or passion for a higher reason or truth. For example, there's a whole bunch of them. People have given up legal battles, competitive goals, whatever, all in the name of following higher wisdom. It gives you mastery over your emotions and passions and encourages you to kind of upgrade your actions toward higher and more selfless pursuits. Okay, and then there was also a three of hearts, so it had two hearts during that. Much of the aggressive energies are directed towards love, ironically. That highly creative influence could help you create more friends or lovers if that's what you want. It could be a love triangle card also. You might find you're impatient in love. Get you out to meet many new people for work or business. It's an influence of creative self-expression, just letting others know who you are and what you think. And then that other Mars card, that Jack of Hearts, just kind of tells whether you're feeling indecisive or creative about. It can let you know the outcome of any creative pursuits during that period. Okay. Gee, do you want to go on with this, or do you have any specific questions?
I didn't have any specific questions. I was just kind of curious. Ever since I've been listening to the show for quite a while, so I thought, well, you know, right now you've got a lull, and I would call in and get my reading.
Cool.
But it sounds like I have some house cleaning to do.
Possibly.
The theme is let go, and you know, which is what I've been trying to gear up for. So that's cool. That's good. And that
kind of lets
you
know you're on the right track with stuff, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that way I could, you know, without those attachments, it'll allow me to. Well, like one part of it, you said something like the end. When something's
right.
finally over, then you feel the freedom. Well, when you let go of the attachments, and you know,
right.
And not that I have a whole lot of stuff that I'm attached to, but
right.
mostly mental stuff. You know, I'm a thinker, so I always go over things
right.
and over things, and I have 15 projects always going at one time. You know, with the
a lot of iron
writing,
fire.
Studying, and something. So yeah, I understand. Well, that sounds good. It sounds like the right time to start doing
and
that.
And like I say, it's like you're you know, the stuff coming up, like I say, I know when you get to like year 44 and 45, they call those, you know, like your pre-birth and your rebirth year. So it's like, yeah. So hope you continue, you know, hanging out and listening, you know, call back in. It's like there's no, we had some people, oh, golly, a few weeks back that said, oh, we thought there was like a limit that we could only call into a show and, you know, ask a question like, you know, once every 3 weeks. And I was like, nope, not on this one.
No.
You can call in every day. It just depends on, you know, what's
going on
with us. But yeah.
I probably would call in more. I'm usually at work during, you know, I only get Sundays and Thursdays off.
But
I've known Jethro for quite a while. And
oh, cool.
And I've been listening to you and Tristan and I know Celeste personally.
Oh, cool.
So.
Yeah, she's going to be back. It's like right now she's really having a hard time with her what I call mundane work. It's like for a while there she was working at the Sheriff's Department, and that was a little bit her schedule. But
oh,
it's
wow.
like she's been working. You know, she quit that one because of inter-office politics and stuff. And it's like she took this other job, and it has just played havoc with her life schedule and everything else. And it's like we're trying to juggle a time and space where we can get her back on, because she's only really kind of got evenings, and it's like she's got some other folks kind of there right now in her place and space that are kind of exerting some influence, shall we say, over, you know, how she spends her free time and blah, blah, blah. So it's like we're really trying to, you know, work with her and pick a day or a time or something where we can get her back on, because I know people miss her. It's like, you know, she did some really cool stuff. I was like, yeah. Well, thank
yeah,
you.
She's
well,
always, yeah,
yeah,
she's always really nice and a positive, you know. You know, just
yeah,
her voice, the way she talks is really nice. But, I always listen. I usually just listen to the recording,
oh, wow.
I'll keep calling in when I have a day off and I catch the show.
Cool. Well, thank you. And thank you for calling. Thank you for listening in on chat and calling in. It's like, because, of course, part of it was, it's like, I have an antique computer, and it's like I had to hit refresh on stuff and go, yeah, because it's like I was going, wow, my queue is empty, and it's like, oh, and I hit refresh, and it's like, nope, it's full.
Okay.
Computer was messing with me. Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. All right, well, have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much. Okay, let's see. We have Vicky Lady. Thank you very much. You're another one in the queue who...
Don't get punished. I can do that.
Called in for me here. Okay, let's see. Now, I'm not sure I can hear this. Let me say something again here, because my phone's kind of sounding funky.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go. Okay. You just have
can
the stuff
me?
Going in the background. Yeah, now I can. So what I need is your month and your day and your year.
Okay, well, my daughter wants this reading, so we're going to switch
chairs.
Oh, goodness. Hello.
Okay, no problem.
You just need my birth date?
Yeah, just month and year.
June 6, 1988.
June 6. Okay, so you got 6-6. Cool. And another double year of 88. You're doubles. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. 6-6-8-8. All righty, I like that. That's cool. Okay, let's see what that and that is. I'm trying to think. I think that's no, I can't use the dragon. Tiger. Some of these I know better than others. Okay. Wow, you're a Jack of Diamonds with a Four of Hearts planetary ruler. So let's see what's going on with you here. All right. Okay. Diamonds. And as we've been hearing a lot of diamonds people today here, it's like Yes, diamonds are girls' best friend. But what you're here a lot of times to do in your life path is you learn lessons about money, for money, through money. But it all leads to what is your what's your deeper values? It's like, you know, that's because we have, you know, we have diamonds as in our mundane world is like it's you know, it represents money, but in reality, it's like, what do you really want to do with your life when you know, when you grow up, kind of thing. Let's see here. And with this Jack, are you in school or do anything? It's like the Jack has called it a financially creative card. It's a salesman's card, and you're sharp and clever, always able to make a good living using your wits and charm. You're really independent. You're really creative. You operate as much from your instinct as you do from that quick and creative mind you've got. You always can get along well and do well in life by virtue of this inherited financial expertise. But very few of you guys heed the call of your highest ideals and become that king that stands close to them. We had somebody else who was a Jack that called in today. I don't know if you heard that one. You've got that natural psychic ability that can lead you to this direct spiritual realization, but you've all got that fixedness of your mind, and it sometimes prevents you from exploring that intuition, which you've really got is a really one of your good gifts, okay? Some of the Jack of Diamonds people become professional psychics, while others have a lot of fear about that open channel. In any event, you come to use it at some point in your life. You've got a lot of great power to persuade other people. You're successful in work that brings you in front of groups or individuals. You can make a really good living in entertainment or healing professions. You're artistically inclined, and you're possibly even gifted. You can be somewhat immature, but, you know, then again, with the age of years, you know, you kind of get over that. And they call it crafty. So this is kind of a, you know, kind of think of the fox in Pinocchio. He was a little bit crafty, okay? But that's because of your vast creativity. You usually mean well, even when you're not able to come through on your promises. You know, sometimes you promise things and you don't always, aren't you go, doggone it, I really meant to do that. You like to play, even in old age, you're going to retain this certain useful quality. You like to be social, and you are one of the best salespeople in the deck. You need to find a career that gives you kind of that outlet for your creativity and recognition of, you know, these really exceptional talents that you have. There are Jack of Diamonds in relationships. A little bit idealistic, you know, kind of the, kind of think of the Disney view of idealism there, okay, of love and marriage. You can have a lot of turnover of your love interests. You know, you might change your mind a lot, and as soon as you change your mind, you know, you change your new boyfriend, okay? You think a lot about love and a lot about marriage, but, you know, not all of you actually get around to it. But in the case of the Diamonds female, the female Jack of Diamonds, you're better off to not mix business and romance, and that's because of this Queen of Diamonds, your personality card, has got really a lot of negative love karma, more so than any other card in a deck. So you've got this idealized concept of what your personal freedom is, and in many cases that keeps you from ever making some kind of commitment in a relationship, okay? So if you're, but on the flip side, if you're aware of this, you can also work to change that. It doesn't have to continue to be that way. You know, you might give people good reasons, why I've never settled down, you know, I've had these ideals of personal freedom, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, sometimes you're really afraid of what a real commitment may cost you in terms of having to face yourself and that deep need you have for love and attention. You've got the power to get your way with people, but again, that own, your own indecisiveness sometimes and that sense of independence kind of gets in your own way of yourself, okay? You can really have a good relationship once you decide that's what you really want and you're ready to settle down for it. Okay. Also, you know, that extreme creativity you have can make you play the field just a little bit. You know, it's kind of the Playboy Playgirl card type of thing. Okay. Now you've got the Four of Hearts as your planetary ruler. Okay, and you're also a Gemini. Okay, there we go. Oh, so you got some. You got a lot of the air and the doubleness and the sociability going on. I have one of my children is a Gemini also. But it's called the family card, and it represents the foundation of love and all the good things associated with home and family. And those are really important to you, and you probably go out of your way to make sure that you have the circle of close friends that you can count on and that your home is comfortable and enjoyable. And you might have some special skills that relate, I don't know, either to food or beauty or home life, other areas, something like that. You're probably a really good cook. In any case, you're going to find ways to create security among your inner circle of family and friends. You're kind of a protector and a helper to those people that you love, and you hate to see any of them leave, okay, your circle. So others feel really nurtured in your presence. You kind of got to watch out not to smother them at times. Don't be like the mother hen that sits on your friends, okay? Family life can bring you a lot of joy, whether that comes by marriage or just by creating your own family among the people that you love the most. You got really good career influences this year. Don't know if you're, you know, don't know if you're quite into career yet, or if you're still working in the school stuff. Okay, you could achieve some kind of award, or just, you know, become more recognized in your field. It's like, and I've seen that take the form of, you know, people get the Librarian of the Year award type of thing, or, you know, just the, or the scholarship or special recognition when they graduate, things like that. And how it manifests just depends upon the nature of, you know, what you're doing, your work, your aspirations. But just, you know, being aware that those influences are present, it can be advantageous to put more effort into becoming recognized. Okay, there's at least 1-6 in your reading in a prominent position. And again, that's, man, we've had a lot of those today. It's like, I laugh with this because, you know, there, I mean, sixes really and truly are not that common in what comes about, but it's like, it's for people who want to know, what am I here for? What am I doing in life? And it's like, this is a year and this is an opportunity for you to find that if you want to, you know, so it's like, yes, I'll do a chip on chip. So, you know, if you're into prayer, into meditation, it's like, you know, spending some time reflecting in the morning, something like that, and just kind of asking that question and going, what am I meant to do here? You know, where's my path? What am I supposed to be doing? You've got those influences that will allow you to find out, you know, where your path is, what you are supposed to be doing. Because also 23 is a change. It's one of those, what I call the changeable years. It's like any time your age adds to the number 5, it's usually a year of great transition for you. It's like a lot of things happen because 5s are kind of the movers and shakers. It's like they indicate travel. They can indicate indecision. They can indicate, you know, a lot of things happening, a lot of shakeups in our lives in the new year. So it's like whether it was 14 or 23 or 32 or whatever, it's like a lot of transitions can be happening for you this year. Okay, and you get a wish fulfilled this year. So, you know, your fairy godmother does give you a bing, one wish this year. You know, you're going to have a certain amount of good fortune. It doesn't mean that every problem in your life is just going to magically disappear, you know, but some things are going to come a lot easier, and something that you really want is going to manifest itself. And get clear about what that is. It's like, you know, little index cards. So it's like, get yourself a 3x5x6 card. Write down what it is that I really want to see happen this year, and tape it on the bathroom mirror and look at it every day and go, what am I doing to make this happen? You know, what steps am I taking? What has occurred? You know, because sometimes things just come to us out of the blue. And it's like, I mean, I've had days and times where I just kind of go, God, I'm here moving by myself. I really could use some help. You know, it's like not in this particular move, but other places and spaces. I had a person knock on the door who spoke no English. And it's like, help me move stuff down to the trailer. It's going, okay, thank you. That was really awesome. So, you know, it's things will manifest in different ways. You're going to have some challenges, you know, in other areas, things, but it's going to be a year of prosperity and abundance. You're going to have a lot to be grateful for, and you magnify your prosperity always by receiving it and giving thanks. And it's like, I know a lot of people have, you know, always said, this thing of, you know, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. At the same time, think of this in the context of people playing, you know, like two kids with ball gloves playing ball, okay? The receiver is going to be the person who does not currently have the ball. The giver is going to be the person throwing the ball. So if you don't have this good, you know, bit of you have the person throwing and then the other person catches, it's like this is giving, receiving, back and forth. So it's like you've got to be just as good at giving as you do at receiving, because if we had a whole planet full of givers and no receivers, nobody could give because there'd be no one to receive. So it's like really being in balance with that and helping that along. Okay, let's see what else is going on for you. Your long-range card, let's see. Wow, you've got some really good transitions here. You've got a 2 of spades as your long-range. You've got a Pluto card. as is that Ace of Spades. And you've got result card is Ace of Hearts. Your environment card is the Two of Spades, and your displacement is the Six of Spades. Wow. I want to really look at that one. In your long range, that Two of Spades mean a union of partnership and work. It's a card of the Aquarian age of cooperation and mutual respect. For you, it signifies those elements are going to take on more importance this year. You're going to be learning the value of cooperation, either at work or some other endeavor. We can achieve a lot more in groups than by ourselves, and often others hold the keys to our own success. See how you can achieve more with others than by yourself this year. It also bestows the gift of a keen, logical mind. You probably are not going to put up with much untruth from your friends and associates this year. You could really excel at occupations that require detail and precise thinking and evaluation of facts and situations. And the keywords in that one is a year of work partnerships and learning the value of cooperation and compromise to get the desired results. That's a lot. That's something everybody needs to work on. Your Pluto card being that Ace of Spades, signifies it's going to be a year you're going to go through some major changes, internal and external. You have to face the loss of one or more close relationships or other facets of your life come to an end. It kind of leaves you changed as nothing else could. You might be ending a major chapter in life. The Ace of Spades is one of the most powerful cards for personal transformation, and this year it's really challenging you to let go of the past and start over. It can be a year where you have a strong desire to make a definite fundamental change in your lifestyle or your work. On this mundane level, you want to really begin a totally new line of work or affect a total change in the way you approach your work. You may be looking for something that will really motivate you to put yourself totally into your work. On a deeper level, you may be overdue for a totally new way of living your life, and you're making a concerted effort at self-expression to uncover the deeper mysteries of yourself. That quest may lead you to the study of metaphysical sciences, such as, you know, the science of cards or astrology or any of the esoteric sciences. On the other hand, this is a possibility. You're not saying it's happening. We're not saying Uncle George is dying, but it's like the passing of someone near to you may be something very challenging to be with this year. And there has been cases where when this card shows up, it is called the death card. But we don't want to be, you know, really grim with this and going, yes, someone's going to die. It's like that's not necessarily true, but it does mean there's a major transformation happening somewhere. Okay, and that could be very challenging, right? The Ace of Spades is a card of death and transformation. That passing, you know, whatever, would radically change you as well. So we kind of looked at this result card to get a little more information on that. And your result card, I'll say I'm going to do the keywords here for the Ace of Spades. Is I create a powerful transformation in my life this year. I'm manifesting new beginnings in many important areas and letting go of the past. And then with that result card coming up, that's a little bit nicer. Ace of Hearts is your result card. Somehow connected with your Pluto card is going to be the element of desire for affection, a new love interest, birth of a child, something like that. This highly motivating influence tells us your creative impulses are directed toward love, home, and romance this year. Your pursuit is either going to cause you to complete this year with a new love. Hopefully not a child unless you're married, but, you know, it's one of the strongest indicators of childbirth for women, which is like, okay. Pluto tells you more about that desire, which is like, again, that's transformational one, that Ace of Spades. So you complete this year with new love, could be lover, friend, child, something that brings you a lot of joy. Your environment card being that Two of Spades. Many blessings can come this year through working partnerships or through people in your life that you do things with. This is the friendship card, and it brings many good things for most everyone you spend time with this year. It'd be a really good year to begin or expand a business-related working partnership or to make the contacts that's going to help you expand the scope of what you're doing. Cooperation, again, they've really hit cooperation with this is the key to success. And you're displacing the Six of Spades this year. That's your displacement card. It's going to be a year of kind of like fated events in your life and one you may have to pay for deeds from your past, okay? Six are always about our karma, things it's time to pay up the debt. It could also project into your destined occupation in a really big way, so just really watch carefully what happens. Your health should be watched carefully. Any bad health habits, you need to correct them now to avoid problems. On the plus side, you could really achieve some notoriety, recognition, success in your work. Definitely push forward as much as you can in doing whatever it is, you know, whatever it is you're doing there. Okay. And you are almost at the end of your year here. So it's like you're soon to be turning 24. Alrighty. Let's see. So right now you're in your Neptune period. Wow, a lot of indecision on that one. You got a lot of stuff happening this year. Okay, I'm just going to go look at that really quick. See, and hopefully you'll call back after your birthday. So it's like we'll get a look at what your new year is going to be bringing you. Neptune is your last period, and that begins this planetary influence begins 52 days before your next birthday each year. It's one of the best times to take a vacation, especially if it takes you to a foreign country. Neptune represents our hopes and fears for the year. It represents things we secretly want or things that we may be afraid will come to pass. Neptune period is usually not a good time to make any definite decisions about our future, as things often appear blurred from our point of view. Three of diamonds in the Neptune brings worry over some money matter, perhaps connected with travel or distant interests. Indecision and confusion over financial matters can dissipate your energies, and vague fears and worry may interfere with your desire to achieve financial success. Also, miscommunications are a distinct possibility now. Clarity should be stressed with where you're at. It's best to postpone any important financial decisions till after that period, till after your next birthday. The best way to handle that one is to direct it into creative expression. It's one of the better cards for ideas that can both make you money and also allow you to express yourself. So, yeah, I should have noted that at the beginning there. So does this kind of sound like what your year has been like?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like I do hope you. I hope you call back on June 6th and say, yeah. It's like I want to see what's coming for the coming year.
I will.
It's like, is there anything in particular you wanted to ask or any question
no,
area anything or
not that my year is about over. I'll call again.
Okay, sounds good. Like I say,
yeah,
I suspicion is this is probably your mom that made you get on and do this, and that's okay. She's a smart lady.
I just walked in and she was doing it, so.
Sounds good. Well, make sure she's clicked the follow button and come and visit us again. And like I say, call back in, you know, and see what see what's going to come up for your the new year coming up here. So, yeah, hopefully some good stuff.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Or thank you for yes, now I realize what was going on. I was like, come here and you get the sooner. Yes, Mom, I'm coming. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Okay, let's see. We got about 18 minutes left here. We have Anonymous. Anonymous, you are on with us. Hello?
Hello, is that me?
All righty. Just you. Let's see. Can I have a name for just you?
Sure. Dorothy.
Dorothy. Okay.
Do you want the whole name? Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, what's your month, day, and year of your birth?
26th day of April, 1959.
26th day of April. Okay. Day 26. 59 was a very good year. I was born there.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
isn't
born.
That awesome?
Oh, let's see here. Okay. 7, 8, and 9. Okay. Well, thank you, Dorothy, for calling it. Oh, wow. How ultimately cool here. Your birth card is the Eight of Clubs. And what I can tell you right off the bat is you and Jethro share the same birth card. Now, he's a Scorpio.
Nice.
Different months there. And your planetary ruling card is a Four of Spades. So let's have a look-see and see what is going on here. So you just had your birthday.
Yes.
Which is nice. I like catching you guys at the beginning of the year. This is good. Okay. And let's see here. Eight of Clubs. Well, Eight of Clubs is also called one of the most psychic cards in the deck. So if you got good bit of you have a good bit of intuition there if you choose to use it. It's like chances are
it's my profession. Yeah.
What's that?
It's my profession.
Aha! All righty. Sounds good. Okay, let's see. It's called the card of mental power. And it's one of the three, the Eight of Clubs is one of the three fixed cards in this deck. The other two, I'm trying to remember right off the top of my head. It's like, I believe it's the, I want to say the King of Spades, and I think it's either, it's one of the Jacks. It's either the Jack of Hearts or Jack of Diamonds. But there, anyway, there's three cards in the deck that are fixed, means they don't move. It's like very solid. You've got a strong mental power. You're not easily swayed by others' views and opinions. Many successful attorneys are Eights of Clubs. You're, you know, but this mental power can be applied to any mental field with great success. You know, chemistry, rocket scientists, nuclear physicists, brain surgeons, anything. You really can learn anything. Your life path is one of the most successful in the deck. You can have almost anything you set your mind to achieving, and most attain wealth and prominence. But you just need to make sure your life is kept in balance, as mental and emotional peace is essential to maintaining your success. You've got, again, that psychic power. You can be great healers. All of your gifts can be applied to great success, and you need to only become aware of your true goals to have a life of success and accomplishment. Being so fixed, though, has its own drawbacks. Mostly, it's sometimes really difficult for you to deal with changes. It's in your mind and concepts. You're the most fixed. You'll be, you know, there's going to be certain periods of time in your life where changes of your mental structures must and will come, and those periods are difficult, but it's a part of that Eight of Clubs karmic path. You're always more healthy and alive after changes, which comes as kind of a death and a rebirth. Working with this Jack of Hearts or the King of Spades, that was the two other fixed ones, brings far-reaching success. If together you're committed to doing some great work for humanity, for best results, let your work come before your personal life and keep them separate. Eight of Clubs with relationships. Eight of Clubs person will at one point in their life experience either, like, you know, difficult divorce or separation, something like that. It's just, you know, you're not bad people or anything. It's just that it's a karma that you have to deal with from the past and past lives. You're very fixed in nature. When those changes come, it's not easy to deal with. It's when you discover that there's, you know, more to the world than that fixed mental concept. You come face to face with that desire for adventure and variety and love experience, variety of love experiences. So it takes that, you know, that divorce or that separation, that change, whatever it is, to help you kind of graduate to that new level in your life, to kind of break out of the pattern you get yourself fixed into. And it mentioned, you know, sometimes, and again, it's just a general, this is kind of a general thing. It's like, you know, it can manifest this way. It's like, you know, it could be secret affairs for during, after that change or not, you know, whatever. But once the change, whatever just happens, you're more free to pursue whatever kinds of relationships fit your needs. A woman Eight of Clubs, never allow your personal relationship to be more important than your life work. Because when you do, you'll lose most of that power and you become entangled in emotional morass and confusion. It's just kind of like quicksand for you. And it's not saying that, you know, you can't have a really awesome, amazing, you know, relationship with somebody. But it's just maybe sometimes, you know, you keep the work and the love life separate. Four of Spades is your planetary ruler. Makes you more security-oriented and encourages you to create a solid foundation in your life. It gives you good organizational skills, a really logical mind that can keep your life peaceful. You tend towards family and home matters, making them extra important in your life. You're a hard worker and you enjoy working, which also brings you peace of mind. Keep in mind that others may not see the value in the same things that you do. They might think you're fairly stubborn and unwilling to see things from their point of view. It's like, But you like to build life on a firm foundation, one block at a time. You have fears about money that seem to come out of nowhere. You also tend to attract friends who have money, which is a really positive thing. Major completion this year for you. Because you've got a 9, and I'll take a look at that a little bit further on there, in a prominent position, this is going to be a year in which you achieve an important ending in your life. It may occur, it's either in your birth or your planetary card spread, but it can be seen as a disappointment if we disregard that true meaning, you know, which in truth it represents graduation from chapters of our lives that were important, but now is no longer quite so important or helpful for our personal growth and development. And what's beautiful about it is the wonderful freedom we feel after we've passed through it and we're onto our next stage of work and development. But sometimes getting through it, especially with that Eight of Clubs fixedness, it's like, man, it's going to be, you might have a tough time getting yourself all the way through that door to let it close, okay? Whatever the nature of endings in your life, just be glad you've reached that point in your development where you're ready to move on to better things and relationships. sometimes we're afraid to let go of things that just, you know, become so familiar to us. And again, it's like, you know, Linus with his little security blanket. It's like, you know, we get into ruts. And of course, my grandmother used to call a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out. So you don't want to stay in a rut too long because somebody may come along and fill in the ends for you. So if you find yourself in a rut or too much in a comfy zone, go, okay, time to hop out, time to, you know, do something a little bit different here. Okay, but, you know, rest assured, though, it's like whatever the nature of the ending, it's like you're ready for it as you're going to be, and ready to move on. And by this time next year, you're going to be an entirely new, better place for yourself, for personal, for professional development and expansion. Okay, we're going to look and see if there's more than one nine here. We study the nines and yearly spreads just to see what kind of things, you know, what kind of chapters are coming to a close for us. Okay, and you have got some good ones here. It's like you've got a Ten of Diamonds as your long range. Pluto card is that Ace of Spades, that transformational one. You've got a Three of Clubs as a result. You've got, and then of course, yeah, you're going to have always the Environment card and the Displacement card is your birth card because those don't move. It's like that's a really fixed thing again. The Ten of Diamonds is your long range. You're going to be thinking about money a great deal. It's likely to be a large sum of money you're thinking about, but it doesn't guarantee you're actually going to, you know, earn it or get that large sum. But you may be involved in some sort of something, event or affair or something where there's a large sum of money to deal with. May not necessarily be yours. You know, it's like in the case of I've seen people work at banks or something, you know, like that. Or if you were like the treasurer for the psychic fair or something like that. It could be related to an estate, your work, divorce, you know, any number of other things that you're going to be working with this big sum of money. In some cases, it indicates much money being made. It's not certain, but it's just what is certain, you're going to be thinking about a large sum of money a lot this year. Your keywords for that is a year of dealing with large sums of money or the concept of large sums of money, possible huge financial success. So that's always within the realm of possibility. Pluto card this year, that Ace of Spades is a Pluto card. It's going to see you go through some major changes, internal and external. You may have to face the loss of one or more close relationships or other facets of your life come to an end. It's like, man, that's ironic. The little gal is right before you. But it's going to change you as nothing else could. You're going to have a major ending in a chapter of your life. Ace of Spades is one of the most powerful cards for personal transformation, and this year is challenging you to let go of the past and start over. It's going to be a year where you have a strong desire to make a definite and fundamental change in your lifestyle or your work. On the mundane level, you may be wanting to begin a totally new line of work or, you know, affect a total change in the way you approach your work or look at stuff. You might be looking for something that's really going to motivate you to put yourself, you know, totally into your work. On that deeper level, you may be overdue for a totally new way of living your life, and you're making a concerted effort at self-exploration to uncover the deeper mysteries of yourself. This quest may lead you to the study of metaphysical sciences, et cetera. On the other hand, the passing of someone close to you. Maybe something is very challenging to be with this year. The Ace of Spades is the card for death and transformation. It would radically change you, obviously, as well. Okay, and looking at the result card, let's have a little happier moment there. But the affirmation for that is I create a powerful transformation in my life this year. I am manifesting new beginnings in many important areas and letting go of the past. So let's see, and then that result card. Now, there are some indecision. Three of Clubs. You're probably going to have a lot on your mind this year. You might be involved in creative writing or advertising or working two jobs at once. And creative energies are just flowing. You're going to need a constructive outlet to keep them from turning into worry and indecision. By your next birthday, you're likely to be successfully involved in some form of writing or other creative endeavor. People have, you know, gone to teaching psychic things or, you know, psychic defense, you know, 101 or whatever. It's like, you know, take your area of expertise and teach it and help others learn to be better too. Your Pluto card, okay, gives, you know, again, more details about that, and that was that Ace of Spades there. But your affirmation for that one is, I'm harnessing my creativity and overcoming my worry and indecision. I become a successful writer. So a lot of times, you know, writing our stuff or our thoughts and things down and getting a book out. It's like I'm just amazed at what has transpired with Jethro's, our master psychic, on this line. And it's like he's, you know, since he got that book published, it's just like, it's you know, it's kind of like the dam burst. It's like, you know, now he's got two or three more lined up where it's like, you know, they're in the works. So it's like, once you get started, it's like, then all of a sudden you go, yeah, and I can write about this. So it's like, you know, might be something that you might be looking at with that. Your environment card, and again, because you're one of those fixed cards, you don't have a different environment card each year. It's like, because that card does not move about in the grand solar spread as the other cards do. Your greatest strength and your greatest weakness is that unchangeability, because it's on some important level, you're very unchangeable. And as a result, it's difficult for you to make changes. So it's like, you know, your greatest strength can also be your greatest weakness. It's like, yeah. And again, that displacement card, that you've got tremendous strength and power, and you have a blessed life in a lot of ways. But because your card never moves, you also find it really difficult to make the changes when they're called for in life. It's like, and that's probably been one of those really challenging things. And right now where you're at, your direct card, you're in Mercury. And that started, of course, on April 26th, and it goes till June 17th. And what we have for that is, and it influenced Mercury, influences the first 52 days. So it's a sudden change in mind. That fives always indicate changes and stuff. A sudden change in mind brought about by a short trip or some unexpected news is likely. You might take many short trips or make an unexpected journey or move or just, you know, whatever, possibly due to your own impatience. Don't let restlessness drive you crazy. It may just be that some change is overdue. It's going to bring about a lot of improvements in your present situation. Advice from friends can be really helpful now. Ace of Clubs is the second one in your Mercury period. It's an influence of great interest and curiosity about something that arises quickly. It could be desire for news about something at a short distance or about one of your relatives. There's something you just really want to know, like right now. It could also mean a secret letter containing valuable information. In general, you're just going to have curiosity at this time that could motivate you to pursue educational goals or increase your knowledge in a lot of different areas. And, of course, in Mercury, it's what they call the short influence is like things come quick. You know, it's Mercury's a messenger, so it's like, you know, things come quick, they happen, and, you know, kind of goes on and moves past. One of the next things coming up, though, is your Venus. And that starts June 17th, and it goes till August 8th. And the two cards influencing that one is a Jack of Clubs. Oops, and we got 4 minutes. Okay. Jack of Clubs and a Six of Clubs. So it's like this period could bring good relations with some really, you know, bright and witty young man for women, possible, you know, lover, suitor. But this man could be very jealous, frivolous, so kind of check his character before you make any long-term commitments or plans. With that influence, you could have a desire to associate with those of intelligence and wit. You, too, are really witty, charming, and attractive now. Your creative energy is really high and can be used successfully in many ways. And, again, that's starting about in the middle of June. Six of Clubs in the Venus period, it represents a lack of change in the status of your personal relationship, so it can be good or bad depending on your current status and what you really desire at this time. Peace and tranquility are possible now if you're able to make the compromises and are willing to assume responsibility for ways in which you communicate with those that you love. Okay, let's see. And past that a little bit. Okay, I've got another minute or two here. Looking at from August to about the end of September, September 29th, August 8th to September 29th is the Mars period. You've got the Queen of Diamonds and the Four of Diamonds in Mars. And success in business related to men is one of the keynotes for that card of financial mastery. Aggressive pursuit of financial goals could bring in huge returns, and your sense of what sells has never been better. At the same time, it might be hard for you to kind of slow down and control that urge to spend money impulsively or on luxury items. So just kind of be aware of that, which is that negative side of the card is, you know, she the Queen of Diamonds tends to be spendy. Keep your impatience channeled into your work for the best results during that period. You can also find that there's one or more women of the diamond suit for you could, you know, be feeling, hey, I need to get together with my good buddy, or you might be really hacked at him for some reason. Four of Diamonds, the second one in the Mars period, is And aggressive brings this aggressive capacity to make money. It can also indicate satisfaction if you have a legal or tax matter coming up or one involving a male associate. It's a card of overcoming other ill influences and can counteract any negative cards during that same period. An aggressive pursuit of your financial goals could bring in huge returns. You want to work hard to earn your money. Make a wish list and pursue it. Again, that 3x5 index card. That stabilizing influence, that card is powerful, and it's going to bring a happy period for you, even if the other indications is more challenging. But again, that Queen of Diamonds is, that's a pretty good one. Okay. Your successful card, further strengthens this, it strengthens that influence of that card and can let you know kind of who or what you're going to experience, the satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And we've got 90 seconds. Okay. Well, anyway.
Thank you so much. I thought I just want to thank you.
Hope
in
it was
there.
Helpful.
It was. It was really good. You do a nice job. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. All righty. Well, our ends of stuff. Okay. Let's see. We got the psychic shift in there. Hey, glad to see you dropped in. You and I are going to be doing Monday show. Just FYI. And we got 60 seconds. I love this NASA countdown stuff. This is so nice. Anyway, let's see. The announcements I'm supposed to make are things like check out Jethro's site. It was redone. Most of you probably already seen it. It's www.jethrosmith.net. Let's see. You can also get a hold of him. Email is psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com. Or to schedule his reading, his May special is a 30-minute reading for $45, which is a 25% discount. And to schedule with that is 928-284-0437. Normally, I do coffee. In this moment of transition, while I'm transitioning from geographically from Colorado to Idaho, we'll say 10 seconds. Okay. I will see you guys tomorrow is what I'm going to be able to say with that one. See you for coffee and cards in the morning. And it's like, Psychic Chef, look forward to seeing you in the morning, too. So you and I can be doing coffee and cards. In the meantime, you guys have a wonderful day. And thank you all for being in Thank you for being in chat today with us, and we appreciate y'all. It's like, call in. Let's see. 8 o'clock my time in the morning, which is 8 o'clock mountain time. Let me think, which is, Psychic Chef, I'm not sure what time zone you're in, but it's like, you might be like 12 hours later or something like that. But anyway, 8 o'clock in the morning, mountain time zone, and see you there. See you in the air. Talk to you later. Thank you, guys.